Good morning, Grace Community Church. Hey, glad to be here this morning. We had a great Sunday last week where we had our Vision Sunday, talked about where we've been as a church, what the mission is of our church, and kind of where we're going in the direction we're heading as a church. And it was a great time just to be able to connect with people. If it was your first time here, hopefully you learned a little more about who we are. But today we are starting a new sermon series called What is Love? And this idea of what is love is the entire sermon series is based off of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, which is kind of known as the love chapter in the Bible. Many people use this chapter in vows when they get married because it's so poetic and nice and everything. But there's a lot of good information there. Not only good information, there's a lot of good heart there of what it means to be a Christian, of what it means to love others. And we thought this was kind of a perfect timing, going Valentine's Day is coming up here in a couple weeks, and so going, you know, it's February, and there's still snow on the ground, so you want things to be happier because it's out there. And so, you know, this idea of what is love, and what is going on, what does it mean to have love in your life? And so this idea, you know what, I don't have a clicker. I just thought about that. I'm like, where's my clicker? Someone run it up, please. What a good guy. Look at that. Everyone give Paul a hand, our sound man. Paul is a sound guy, never gets recognized, but he's coming in at 5'9", strapped at 145, doing a great job. You know, it's a funny thing. We have sound techs, audio-visual techs we talk about that are back there every single week. And all this stuff works because they're back there doing the job, and they're the most underappreciated people until there's a mistake. And then every head turns and goes, what are you doing? But thank you guys very much. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right, so this idea, what is love? And we're going to be going through what love is over the next 4 weeks and looking at what is love, why is it important, what's the measure of love, all these different things. So this idea of what is love, and just so you know, every time I say what is love, in my head and now in your head is going to be, baby, don't hurt me, right? So that's now stuck in your head. So every time I say what is love, if I see this a little bit, I understand what's going on, all right? But what is love? It's going to be a long 4 weeks. This idea is what is love is talking about really not only what is love, but what is its effect in our life? How should we look at it? How should we live a life full of love? And really the most perfect picture of what is love and how to answer the question, what is love, you can answer really quickly by simply looking at 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 8. Dear friend, it said, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So the question, what is love? God is love. That is what love is. All love that we have comes from God because God is love. And when we have this idea that God is love, we recognize that everything that comes out of that comes from God. Everything that comes out of that comes from God. And true love looks different than what we may think the rest of the world thinks of love as. We see a lot of times we see love as romance. We see love as a feeling you have. That's something that you go, oh, I feel a certain way for them, so that must be love. We see love as many different things. In the movies, we see it as, you know, these people who meet and their eyes lock and they're like, now we're in love. No, that's a feeling. But that's not what real love is. Love is a choice. Love is an action. Love is a decision that is made and a commitment that is made to give oneself unconditionally for another. And true love is what God is. God is love. Because why? He gives himself unconditionally for us. He cares us, loves us, gives us a path, even though we break apart from him, to come back to him. God is love. And it's so appropriate to talk about this time of year, to talk about what is love, because we see all the Valentine's Day cards, we see all the things, we even see we have, coming up, we have one of the things Courtney talked about in our grace groups is talking about if you are an empty nester. What does love look like, right, as an empty nester? What does this relationship look like? I tried to join that class. Apparently they said we had to get rid of our kids to join that class. I said, okay, but no. My wife said, no. But this idea of loving each other and having relationships together, we look at it all the time. What does love look like with each other? What does love look like with God? In fact, Pastor Willie, raise your hand back there, everyone. Wait, you saw him up here. But Pastor Willie is kind of our love expert in-house that we have. And Pastor Willie is a love expert. He's been talking about this stuff. And he's been telling people about what it means to be in relationships with each other. In fact, he has, I'm going to talk about real quick, his book. He has a book back there that he is selling, Tools for a Great Marriage, that he is actually a devotional for you to have a better relationships with each other. And it is a great book. He's selling it for like $5 just to go. I just want it to get out there for people just to cover costs and everything. And so if you want a book like that to be able to learn to have better relationships, he's going to have those back there after service. He would love to. I've heard he's willing to sign them if you'd like. So, and you can have him personalize them, like from Willie with love. You know, whatever you want, he'll do it. You know, like, Willie, you're the greatest. Love, Willie. Whatever you want, put it on there. See if he'll do it. I'm gonna have fun with him later. But this idea of love, it comes from God. This idea of how we love each other comes from how God loves us. So today, as part of the next few weeks, we're going to talk at a different aspect of what that love is. And really, we're just going to be going through 1 Corinthians chapter 13. And this week, we're going to be looking at the first three verses. And the first three verses really have this idea that when it comes to love, it's all or nothing. When it comes to love, it's all or nothing. You either have love or you don't. You have love, and it's perfect, or you don't have love, and everything else means nothing. And it's really this idea of the measure of love. What is the measure of love? How do you measure it, and how does it measure the rest of your things in your life? If we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 3, it says this. If I could speak all the languages of earth and of the angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. If I had the gift of prophecy, and I understood all of God's secret plans, and possess all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I can move mountains, but didn't love others, I would be nothing. If I gave everything I had to the poor and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it, but if I didn't love others, I would have gained nothing. See, Paul has some incredible language right here that says, look, no matter what you're doing, if it's not done with love, with God's love, it doesn't matter. It's all for nothing. It's all for nothing. We talk all the time here at Grace Community Church about serving others, about loving others, about being the hands and feet of Jesus, about going out in the community and showing people what God's love is. But if we're going out and we're doing that, and we're not doing it with love, with God's love, it's for nothing. It's for nothing. It doesn't matter. See, Paul is spot on here when he says, everything we do, we have to do with love or it doesn't matter. If we don't do it with love, it doesn't matter. And this idea of love here is a common word that we have in the New Testament, in the Greek language. The word for love here is agape. But actually, the word here used is agape. And that word is a noun, actually. It's saying, if you don't do these things, if you don't have it with love, with this idea of love as a noun, you don't have love, then guess what? It doesn't matter. And this word love comes from the root of agape. And that word means two things. It means to love, but it means to prefer. To prefer one thing over another. So when you're talking about love, and you're saying something is love, it's because you prefer it over anything else. It's God, when he loved us, he preferred us over something else. He preferred to do those things for us. And so this word love, to prefer, this preference it has in biblical terms, has this meaning. Love which centers in moral preference. Love which centers in moral preference. When he's talking about loving one another, he's talking about giving love to them with a moral preference. Or properly, it means divine love. What God prefers. What God prefers, the preference of love that God gives, love comes from God. God is love. So when we love others, it's divine love. It's what God prefers for us. It's the kind of love God prefers in our life. The other thing about this word right here that's used, this word love, is it's a noun, but it's an accusative noun. As a linguist, I like to study language, and I like to get to the nitty-gritty. And so knowing that it's an accusative noun means I understand how that word is used. An accusative noun means simply this. It means a noun that is used to express the object or the goal of the motion. So when it's saying, if you do all these things, but you don't have love for others, it means nothing. If you don't have love, which is an accusative noun, means if you don't have love, is expressing what God has preferred, which is going for the goal of pointing back to God, it doesn't matter. That's the kind of love Paul is talking about. He's talking about a love that is the kind of love God prefers, that is perfect, complete, that is not looking for selfish things to come out of it, that is not looking to benefit from it. It's perfect, divine, morally sound love, which has a goal and motion to point back to God. That's the kind of love that Paul is talking about right here. He's saying, you can do all these things, but if it's not with love, God's love that points back to him, the kind of love God prefers, it's all for nothing. It's all for nothing. It doesn't matter. And the interesting thing about these three verses, about these first three verses in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, is they have this idea of saying, look, if you do this but don't have love, it means nothing. Which means the value of those things only comes from the love that is done within them. The value of those things, they have value. See, this whole chapter, Paul, or in the first couple chapters before this and after this, Paul's talking about spiritual gifts. He's saying, you have these spiritual gifts in your life, and you can do these things. And he's stopping here and saying, if you do those things, though, but you don't do it with love, it doesn't matter. So we look at that and say, that's what's important, is that love aspect within those things. If God gives you gifts and God gives you gifts to use, but you don't use with love, it doesn't matter. So now, what do we find the value in? Do we find the value in the gifts, or do we find the value in the love that is given for them? And so that puts us in an idea of, where do you find your value? Where do you find your value? Is it in the things you do or in the way that you do them? Easier way to say this is, what is the measure of your life? What is the measure of your life? How do you measure success? How do you measure if you're doing things right? There's this idea that, you know, measuring something, we do deal with measuring cups every day, right? We deal with going, okay, if I have a recipe and it says I need a cup here or half a cup there, you have something you can measure that by that's a set way to measure it, right? So now we need to figure out in our life, how do we find our value? We need to find the measure for our life in those things. And some people measure their life different ways. Some people measure their life by how much money they have. Right? Like you measure somebody like, they're worth $10 million. I've now measured their value and their worth by how much money they have. Or my 401k is now to this point. And if that's how you define who you are, is by how much money you have, that's now where you put your value. Is I have that much money, that's where I find my value. Some people put it in if I'm a parent, right? And I love this picture. I found this and I said, that's perfect. I love those big chubby cheeks. But this idea that if you find your value in saying, I find my value as a parent. I find my value as a spouse. That's how I want to be recognized, that this is who I am. I'm a spouse, I'm a parent, I'm those things. And you can do those things, and you can be good at them, you can have them and do them well and do them and honor God in them. But if that's the end result, is to be known as a parent or known as a spouse, we're missing something there. Because if it's not pointing back to my value as found in God in that relationship, then it doesn't really matter. You could also have your value found in your status, going, yes, I'm Dr. So-and-so, and my title and my status in life is how I find my value. Yes, I want people to recognize I have a stethoscope around my neck, so look at me, I have value. And now if there's any doctors and nurses in here, I'm not knocking you. It was an example, okay? So don't take that personally. But if you find your value in your education or your job or the status you have, because you can have status without having money. You can be a mayor of a small town and go, I make nothing doing the job as a volunteer, but I have status because I'm known as the mayor, and that status is where I find my value. We've got a problem. You could also sit there and go, I find my value in how many Super Bowls I've won. Someone may find their value in that, saying, wow, I've won 6 Super Bowls. Just so you know, there was 6 now, just so you know. Heads up, that's a good thing. But if you find your value in that, or if you find your value as a person, who you are, you can find your value in many, many different things. And where you find your value and how you measure your worth is incredibly important. And Paul's talking here about that exact thing. He's talking about spiritual gifts. He's saying, if you can do this and you can do that, but you don't have love, it doesn't matter. And you can sit there and go, I have education, and I've got money, and I've, you know, won trophies and all this stuff. But if you don't have love in your life, and you're not using that love and acting on it, and you don't have God's preferred love in your life, it's nothing. So that gets to the question, what is the true measure of the value in our life? Well, the measure is love. The measure of everything we have in our life, the measure we should be measuring by, the measuring cup we should have is not measured, doesn't say a cup on it, doesn't say money on it, doesn't say status. It should be love. How much love is there? And I fill it up and then dump it in. And if it's not full and I'm not using it right, I'm doing it wrong. I'm doing it wrong because love has to be the measure of everything you do. Paul said in verse 1 there, he said, if I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love others, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. Think about that. If I could speak every language on earth, I'm a linguist, I love languages. My ideal goal would to be able to speak every language. Why? Because that's awesome. I could travel anywhere and just chat with people. Like my wife, she speaks multiple languages. She was in France and she's speaking French, and she's speaking Spanish, and she speaks English. I know I said French there, that's okay. I was going to say France and then French, and it came out French. You guys are very kind. I appreciate that. You know, one mess up. So she was speaking French, and and she speaks these different languages. And when we go to Italy, she speaks Italian. And when we go to any, you know, when we're going to go to if we're going to the Dominican Republic, she'll speak Spanish. She speaks different languages, and I'm amazed by it. I'm a linguist, but she's got that natural gift that we just go somewhere, and she's like, okay, I'll just do this language now. But think about it. If you could speak every single language, including talking to angels, but you did not have love, and you weren't loving others, it doesn't matter. You could be speaking in tongues. You could be making it so everyone in the world can understand you. But if you don't do it with God's love, it doesn't matter. See, you cannot measure the value of your words by the impressiveness of your speech. You can't say, well, if I speak a certain way and sound real good, I can speak different languages, that's where my value is. Can't measure the value of your words by the impressiveness of your speech. Words without love mean nothing. Words without love mean nothing. That's what Paul's saying right here. Words without love mean nothing. If you say something to someone, and it's like, you know, hey, and you tell them something, and you tell them they're wrong, you tell them trying to fix something, but you don't do it with love, it doesn't matter. You're explaining something to them, you're correcting them, anything. You don't do it with love, it means nothing. It has no value in this world. It has no value with God. Love has to be the base of everything we are doing. It says in verse 2 It says, if I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had such faith that I could move mountains but didn't love others, I would be nothing. Think about that. If I understood all of God's secret plans and possessed all knowledge, think even Jesus said, it is not for me to know, it's for the Father only to know the time. So it's saying you would sit there and go, I know more than Jesus because I know the Father's will in every single thing. I know all the secret plans. I have such faith that literally I could say move and the mountain moves. But I don't have love. God's love. Preferred moral love. It means nothing. It has no value. See, we start seeing over and over again, it's not what you do. It's the heart you do. It's the heart you have behind it. It's the heart for God and the love for God and the love for others that flows out of God that makes the difference. If I had all those things and I didn't have love, it means nothing. You can't measure your spiritual maturity by the extent of your gifts. You can't say, look, I have this gift, this gift, this gift, so I must be doing something right with God. Say no. Prophecy, knowledge, faith, if you don't have love, it means nothing. It means nothing. It's all got to come back to the love that God gives us. The love that is God. Verse 3, it says, if I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, I could boast about it. If I didn't love others, I would have given nothing. This one hit home for me because I sat there and went, there's Grace Community Church. We want to be a church of service. We want to take care of others. We want to love others. We want to give to the poor. We want to sacrifice. And I sat there and went, are we doing it out of love or are we doing it out of point back to me? And I will tell you, I believe we are truly doing it out of love. We don't do it because we go, hey, we have articles written about us in the paper, or because we get big accolades, or because we're winning awards. That's not why we do it. We do it why? Because God loves us and we want to love others. But we could have a food pantry that feeds the entire state of New Hampshire. We could sacrifice our time, our energy, our money, give our entire bodies for others. If we don't have love, gained us nothing. So you can't measure the size of your reward, of what you get, by how deep your sacrifice is. You can't say, I've sacrificed so much, so I should get so much more. That's not why we do it. We don't do it because we want a bigger reward. Sacrifice without love means nothing. Even the sacrifice of your money, your time, your resources, your body, anything, sacrifice without love means nothing. See, I think this chapter is incredibly powerful. And I think this idea of love, the measure of love, is incredibly important. Because it sets kind of this baseline for everything that we do. Everything we do as a church, everything we do as a Christian, everything we do as a parent, everything we do as a sibling, everything we do as a friend, everything we do as a stranger, every single action in our life becomes based out of this. Are you doing it out of love? Are you doing it out of God's love? Are you doing it out of obligation? Or are you doing it because God loved me and I want to show that love to the rest of the world? Because he loved me first, so I want to love others. Because while I was yet a sinner, he died for me. His love was so great that I want to sacrifice, not for the reward I'll get, but because I love others. It's the whole idea of this. Without love, it's all for nothing. Without love, anything we do as a church, as individuals, it's for nothing. Unless we have God's love in our life. Unless we are loving others. Unless we're taking our life and not just putting it into action, but putting it into action with God's heart inside of us. We are called to live a life of love. life of love that is pointed towards a goal, that has a measure that can go back to God, of being an accusative now, where we're saying, God, use me, have love in my life, because that love points back to you. And it comes from you because you are love. Living a life of love is the most important thing we can do. Because then anything you do, any gift you use, whether you're giving gifts of love to each other, whether you're going, I'm going to serve others, or I have the gift of prophecy, or I have the gift of this, or that, it doesn't matter. If you do it with love first, then God honors that gift. God uses that gift. And that gift points back to Him. Living a life of love is the most important thing we can do, because every action that comes out of that now will be an action that honors God. Living a life of love. And I want us to remember that as we continue through this series, as we continue next week to look at what are the characteristics of love. What does that love look like? What are the characteristics that form it? As we look into that, remember, all those characteristics, while they're great, if we don't have love in our life, it's all for nothing. It's the base of where we start. It's the base of understanding how to live a life focused on God and focused on each other. So live a life of love. Live a life focused on God, pointing that love of His back to Him. Let's go ahead and pray together. Dear Lord, thank you that we could be here today. Thank you that we could be your church, your people. Thank you that we could have your love in our life. God, I pray that we would recognize that we can do many things. You've given us talents. You've given us gifts. You've given us so many things we're able to do. You've created us for wisdom. You've created us for all these things, God. But if we use those gifts, we don't use it with love, it means nothing. It's a clanging cymbal. It's just noise, God. Without love, it all means nothing. God, I pray that first and foremost, we would have love in our life. True love. Love that comes from you, that is pure, that is not selfish, that is unconditional, God. I pray that we would love you and love others with everything we have inside us. And let that be the starting point for everything we do in this world. Because God, without that love, it means nothing. So let us live a life of love, God, focused on you, focused on each other, pointing others towards you, because you are love. We pray all these things in